Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I could last for long. But I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes it will.
Okay, wonderful. Sam Cooke on another edition. Listening to the Blog Talk Radio Show. And the Cosmic Philosopher. I'm Tim Aldred, host. My theme nowadays focus on world history. That means I concentrate on in the beginning. This is not the beginning like we read about in Genesis, in the book of Genesis, and in the Christian Bible. That's not the beginning that I'm talking about, because I didn't say in the beginning of the Bible Genesis. You know, it is saying in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth and rest in 6 days and rest on 7 day and all that old bunch of bull, you know, nonsense. I'm talking about history that tells us about the past. Now, I know Christian people cannot accept the beginning of history, world history. We are how people come into the world. But history is a record of the past. Remember now, I am not trying to make someone feel negative, because I born in church, you know, so my parents are Christian and I am a Christian for over 50 years. So I hope nobody will take offense to what I say, because the Christian church is not an institution like Christians think it is. So the Bible, the Christian Bible, teaches us to be biased. Toward, you know, bias against history, whilst the Bible has no evidence of how anything is created, but it is making up statements or narrative to tell you or to tell the believing person who will never seek knowledge to hold on to the belief that they are reading in the Bible. Because like I said, the Bible has no notary certification that what you're reading in the Genesis creation story is true. All that you're reading about Adam and Eve in a garden, there is no certification that those things are true. But you don't care about notification because the Bible biases you against wanting evidence for anything. Yet still, the Bible is telling you to seek the knowledge of Christ and the knowledge of God. The knowledge of God will lead you later on to Jesus is saying in different places in the New Testament that, let's say right here, Matthew, in the book of Matthew chapter, and like the 44 to 48 verse, it is telling you, Jesus said, look, even though the prophecy said that Jesus must, he would come and be a prince of peace, a king, and more things. The very thing that the prophecy, Isaiah 9, 6 and 7, the very prescription that demanded Jesus to be a prince, not just an ordinary man of peace, but he would be a prince and a king, bringing peace and good judgment of his people. But they write in the Bible, in the book of Matthew, like I just quoted to you, they are saying Jesus is saying this. Like, they're not just writing it as an inspiration, but that Jesus himself is saying, think not that I am come into the world to send peace to people, but a sword. And illustrate widely the details in which Jesus, in the context of why he don't come to bring peace. Now, can that be right though? Is there any way that you can twist what the prophet says? His name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. He will be a king to sit upon the throne of David. Is the only way, can you imagine, there is a context for Jesus to say, think not that I am come to send peace, but a sword. Really? Is there any context for that? Then he explained the amount of confusion that he's going to spread among mother, father, children, and others. Does that make sense? No, you would think that Jesus would say, I bring you knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. You know, because my Father sent me to do this. So here I am. Just like you'd read in Proverbs 8, you know, where they are writing there that Jesus said, come and I will teach you wisdom. I am wisdom. You know, I am wisdom. Wisdom is peace, isn't it? Yeah. To show you all the Bible, when I tell you that I am not speaking from the Bible, we tell you in Genesis that in the beginning, God created heaven and earth in 6 days and rest on the seventh day. Do you ever, can you explain what that means? Tell me the practical sense of God make heaven and earth in 6 days and rest on the seventh day. Explain that to me in a coherent way so that I understand that. When I look around me in the world and see how human beings function, give me a practical sense of how God make heaven and earth in 6 days and rest on the seventh day. I am accustomed, our people are accustomed to getting up every morning for a new day. Right? And we know, calendar-wise, 24 hours make one day. 12 hours of daylight, 12 hours of night darkness makes one full calendar day. So, you know, we have a way of saying 12-hour day that we get up and go to work and do errand in daylight. We have a way to say, that is today I had a good day. But remember, that's not talking about a calendar day. Because you're talking about just half of the calendar day, 12-hour daylight. Right? You have to have the day and the night, 12 hours, that makes 24 hours. And that is a calendar day. Right? Yes. So I am talking to you now about history. And because in the beginning, in actuality, doesn't mean anything like what Genesis is talking about.
Just a second.
All right, so I know it is very difficult for a lot of people to understand what I am trying to explain. I'm trying, and I hope I achieve in doing it. Explain it so that somebody who was not well knowledgeable in what I'm saying can get a start into understanding it. So I'm saying what the Bible is talking about beginning. Christianity get people to believe that is for real. because like they kind of map up the true knowledge of what beginning of humanity is, because it's not talking about in the beginning when God creates the universe. That's not what history that I'm talking about, because I'm talking about civilization history, human civilization, when civilization came into the world. The context of my argument is based upon world history that brought human civilization. And you may not know, like I did not know either, and the church is never going to teach you this. Not getting into clarity for you to know anything. The Bible and the Christian church, since I'm in there from a child until well over my 50 years of age, they don't teach you reality about the world itself or the universe. The Bible is not talking about the universe, but it appears so though, because it's only giving you something that has nothing to do with the universe and make it sound like it's talking about the universe. Do you understand that? Anytime the Bible tells you something, usually, I wouldn't say every ounce or every word of what the Bible says will not be true. I'm not saying that. But what needs to be true about the Bible, if it's going to really help us, by telling us the right thing, is to make it be true in the administrative procedure of the church. Agenda. Make it be the agenda of the church that when you use a word that means certain things, make sure that's what the agenda work out to be. But starting with Genesis, it is not like that. The Bible don't have no truthful agenda when it tells you about God. When they tell you about God, they really said the devil, you know? Yeah. And if anybody thinks that I am lying, just call me. Anytime. I know is a good time to call me. And maybe you have a lot of things in your mind, even before today. Because you may be listening to me and hear me say a lot of things. And you would like to get clarity for some of those things. Now, I would like to have a talk with you on anything that you heard me say, anytime, past or present. Just remember, it's my agenda to talk to anybody who wants to talk to me and question me on anything that you hear me say. Because I always say, I'm coming from the history, world history textbook. And I grew up with the Bible. So, and I'm telling you that the Bible is not certified as an academic book, which means it being supposed, we think the Bible to be a nonfiction book, but that is not true. The Bible is, anthology book, which means it doesn't have one author. Like you said, Jesus Christ is the author of the Bible. That is not so. St. Paul is not the author of the Bible. St. Paul only, they say, they attribute quite a few epistles to St. Paul. And Peter writes you a few epistles too. James writes a few John writes a few, and so forth and so on. So the Bible is not a book that carries, say, a general certification that those things are true. You see? Not even St. Paul and endorse it as an academic, which means anything he said, you could go to the place where he would talk about and you will find the place and whatever he said is correspondent with any place that St. Paul talk about. Because you would expect to find tangible places for anybody anywhere on the planet that write a book. Right? Yeah. So to have so many writers of the Bible and you don't have any academic certification that those things are true, that any place they talk about are true. You know what I mean? Which means you don't want places that don't match up with what's being said, right? So the Bible will tell you about a lot of places, will tell you about a lot of places and stuff like that. But how about the actual, the intangible things that are said on which you base your hope? The places must relate to the circumstance of what he said. And I'm talking about the intangible, the word that, you know, refers to a place or to a time, a historic time in the past, and tell you where the place is, where it occurs. You see what I mean? Now, when they tell you about, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and he rested on the seventh day, that can't be just an intangible thing, and it doesn't have any tangible to go with it, which means if you have date, time, and place, right? Because if our situation as human beings, we are made human, flesh and blood, walk on the earth. We don't live in the sky somewhere, whether in a cave or we make up a house or something like nice mansion or something like that. But time and place must be there. So what I'm trying to tell you, they don't have that in the Bible. And then there is the confusion about who produced the Bible. We don't know who produced the Bible. When you come down to it, if you are to question who created the Bible, you won't find anybody create the Bible. Right? You may know a set of people who's responsible for publishing the Bible. But when it comes to author of the Bible, you won't find any authenticity for it. No certification for that. But you see all these people preaching the Bible as though that it is for real. Like you would talk about a history book. Jesus said, "Think not that I am coming to the world to send peace, but a sword, and tell you that he was going to divide up, families, right? He's going to put conflict between them, and the conflict was going to be based upon your love and your belief in Jesus Christ himself. Jesus is making that demand that you must love him more than your mother and father. Why is Jesus competing with your mother and your father? What's so great about Jesus that if you don't care nothing about him, he holds something against you? He's going to put you into hell. What it is about Jesus? And look at the people who are telling you about Jesus. They are sodomites. They are homicides. sodomite, homosexuals. And them, I tell you about the Bible. When I talk about the world, talk about the history, you know, you definitely will find the place in history that the book talks about. It's not like the Bible where you must always have, you know, do the act of believing. And belief cannot land you anywhere the Bible is talking about. You always wind up with nothing. Only an inward assurance because you believe it. But to believe things means, in practical sense, knowledge before you believe something. And if somebody wants to get you into an institution where you are going to be given certain things to benefit you in your lifetime, and even after you're dead, the spiritual part will kick in. But when you are alive here, the church should do a lot for your physical existence. Because you read that in the Bible, though. You read that in the Bible. They first put it in the Bible, but because what they are writing in the Bible is only a setup to draw you into it. Because sooner or later, they're going to fill up your head so much, whole bunch of a cockroach virus, that you don't retain what you read in the Bible. And both knowledge and foolishness mix up together after a while, that you don't notice that the Bible is not really blessing you and the church is not really meaningful to you, because there are more slackness are going in the church more than you better you did, you know, say, you know, go to church. You see what I mean? Because when the righteous split, what you call the righteous spiritual full of all these type of abomination, where you gonna go? Because all you can do is pray to Jesus and hope that things will change. But my friends, no. If you read the Bible real good, that is not what was intended. No. It's that words generate both negative and positive energy. But what must be a religious thing is something that benefits you spiritually and physically. That's not the way it is with Christian Bible. Even though they will perform some deeds of kindness, I am saying it, the institution won't do that. Yes, there are instances where people get good help from the church. But my friend, the church must not be a piecemeal kind of institution. The church has no reason to be carnal, to be self-serving at any time. It must be a distributor of love and care for all people. And it must be a way of life. It can't be something that a Jesus is in there telling you what and what he's going to do with you. And he come to die for your sin and all those kind of stuff. Because those things are never true. And when you read those things where God is lying, that the talking serpent come in and tell these people
the truth. Truth beyond where God ever tell. Because when God say about don't eat of the fruit in the middle of the garden, but eat of the fruit that's spread out in the garden, you can eat of that. But if you eat of the one in the middle of the garden, do you know what that is? Can you tell what that is? All right. So now I spend a lot of time making distinction between the Bible and history. And if you're having a hard time to realize, that the Bible is not telling you anything true about God make heaven and earth in 6 days and rest on the seventh day, well, your brain, I can tell you why you have a hard time to see what I'm saying is in every way beneficial to a civilized, logical, sound-minded person, because what I'm saying is all embracing your life now, right now, not when you're dead. The Bible is about taking all the substance the church can take out of you while you're alive, while they are influencing your mind to work in the way you don't detect that it is foolishness you're learning. Because whilst the Bible is telling you about what you are going to inherit when you're dead, all the things that are not happening in your life because there is no God that is doing anything for you, like what the Bible say. So I'm not saying that you won't think or feel like, well, the rain fall, it's God fall the rain, right? You'd look at it that way and some other things. However, though, they are very intimate things that should be fulfilled in your life according to the Bible. If Jesus was true, Jesus say a lot of things that you with a good conscience and living up according to the Bible said, nobody make anybody say, well then, because your faith not strong enough. I am talking about, you know, your faith don't have to measure up perfect. You are trying to be perfect. Think about that. So I'm not talking about a person who is not producing a good conscience and respect and full regard for the creators. No, I'm talking a person who is giving the best that you can give to maintain a spiritual life and do walk it in the way that your creator wants you to live. That's what I'm talking about. You find that those promises in the Bible that an earnest person should experience, you don't see none of that. You do not see none of that. You see, because what happened to you now and then, whereas they give you a raise on your job, and you look at that and say, God provide, you'll pay your tithes, all of that. That's a foolishness, you know. That is foolishness. Because you think that, oh, because things were going bad with you, and, you know, you really need a job, and you pray last night and say, Lord, I'm going out there, and, you know, I hope bless me with something today. And you go out there, and something happened for real. You get a job, a nice job, too. And according to the Christian teaching, you know, a God that do that for you. But what about other people who go out and didn't pray? And they needed a job too. And they get job. Nice job too. How about that? You are looking on it though that are your prayer make you get a job. Why did you have to pray so hard to God for you to get a job? And other people out there are not even a pray, and they might get better job than you and have more money than you and everything. So what I'm trying to say to you is that, my friends, what all I can tell you right now, when I say all I can tell you, I mean, what I find really beneficial to a person who is thinking about the same kind of stuff that I'm talking about right now. Allow me then, since I give you a whole lot of stuff to say, Christianity is not an institution for civilized people, African people. We have been taken on abuse and been taught awfully wrong things. And we're not going to know that we are taught wrong, things that are immoral, false. The church institution is something that we don't fully understand, because they teach us so much coro nonsense, have us believe things that are not true, and now our brain is so bent up and unsound. When it comes to having spiritual understanding, we turn fool. But since we believe, well, that only God that we are serving, no matter how things go bad, you have to still do those church things. Because you cannot, unless something happens and you learn better, you're going to commit yourself to the church until you're dead. Only knowledge can bring an individual to knowing the world around you. And what you're knowing, like I am trying to explain, like your birth certificate that you have and your driver's license that you have, these are certificates. And what I'm saying to you, they have authenticity, context in which I am speaking here. Your driver's license, you have to go into a bureau where, you know, they are distributing driver's license. And you know, if you're going to get a license for the first time, you have to give information, and that information is entered into a computer. Next time you're going to renew your driver's license, or if you have any other problem or stuff like that, you go right back there and you get those things. You know, it's centralized. And, you know, that's how you are able, anywhere you go, you have a central place counts for you on your driver's license. And such is other things that you deal with. Whenever you sign up for anything, that place keeps, you know, identification of you. All right. So I am saying we don't have that in the Bible. The Bible is a catch a fish type of stuff. When they talk about Jesus said, I will make you fishers of men. There's no Jesus there. And they're writing those things. But we would never easily realize what is going on, why we have this Christian connection with a church. You see, and a church that might have your name down as a member, that's about it. You see what I mean? You are just like you join a union. The church is like you join a union. And as a matter of fact, a union is better than the church. Yeah. Because a union is to defend your rights and everything like that on a job. You're better off with a union than the church. Because the church bring you in to its institution under the impression that you are now a spiritual person and you connect to the Almighty spiritual God in heaven. That's the lie that brings us into church. And the lies in the Bible about Adam and Eve in a garden. And you know what is so wrong about the Bible, Christianity? Is that it is using your existence against you. You know? Because the Bible is, you know, if your own, if the Chinese had written the Bible, if the Indians written the Bible, any ethnic, I don't know if you understand ethnicity, I know who make up ethnicity, is you have to know that. That's why some basic things that we don't know causes us to just go astray because we cannot be controlled because we are not given the truth to make us think properly and know exactly how we are to live our lives. So I am saying that they are using our existence against us because I know African people are writing the Bible. And if I should tell you about the issue of the Bible, you probably will not want to hear anything else from me because you, with your biasness against historic truth, you will think that, you know, a whole bunch of devil inside of me. That's what you will think. A white people write the Bible. And white people are using both your name, they are using even the shade of your skin color, right? They call you out of terms because you're not a black person and they call you black to relegate you. That's what the Bible does. That's what the Christian church does. Christian church belong to white people alone. That's a fact. But you don't know that. But you can find it in the world. It's a textbook. But just like before I start reading the world, it's a textbook. I didn't know that. I'm over 50. I didn't know that. Now I'm over 70. Now I know that because I started to read. Christianity belongs to European. And how many people will accept that is true? I know some people out there will because they start reading too. But rarely are you going to find somebody who is standing up for civilized life of humanity will be talking about it the way I do. Because of the change that occur and the fullness of how it affects me, I cannot do anything else but talk about it. And I am not looking on who is not talking about it. Because guess what? Our brain is what teaches us what to do. And if The brain is very funny. The brain is not going to, like, do something bad to you to make you listen to the brain. You have to find out that the brain is what caused you to develop as a human being. And just as how the brain causes you to grow and look the way you look and, you know, let you prosper, you should know that your brain is the first parent you have, where you have mother and father, and they are your parents. And the spirit that comes inside of you and make you form in the womb, you know, that's your first parents right there. You see, and your brain stay with you. Everybody has a head, and that brain is in, it's even there. You know, it's an ordinance that everybody who born with a head and a brain in there. And, you know, you see people born with different deformity and stuff like that. You know, it's not like they were created the first time with deformity. No. But the kind of way that people live over time, crossbreeding and, you know, the way your what you eat, that, you know, your you know, you call it your the way you nourish your body has to do with a lot of things. You know, when you're in the womb, based on what your mother is, what she is doing, if she's smoking, taking drugs and stuff like that, that can affect and cause a lot of bad things. Bad blood, crossbreeding with people and all that, where you're not supposed to, I mean, breed with, affect you and all of that. So we were created fine. And we don't stay in the, you know, we don't follow the commandment how we are to behave. And that's why the world is the way it is. People out there with all kind of a problem, simple because we don't allow the brain to teach us how to live. All right. So I am telling you that Christianity that we are in, you'd be surprised to know the kinds of things that we are living among and how we really don't know what is good for us, because we go to church and we think church is good for us. No, we have history to tell us how we are to live. We don't bother with history because the white people then put it in on the Bible and put all of those things in the Bible to allure us under the influence that they put in words to make us think that's what we are to focus on. We are to focus that our foreparents, Adam and Eve in history, but they take the story of Adam and Eve and put it in a Bible and say something different. History says. Now, why should you feel nervous or biased against history and hold on to a Bible that is telling you something that you will never understand? Why? Because your brain is damaged. So your spirit in no way is talking to your inner spirit. You know, it really is that. It's funny because we only have one spirit, and the spirit that we have is infinite. We have an infinite spirit. Right? In in a certain context, we are unlimited. Having a sound mind, we are unlimited in a certain context. Like jurisdictionally, Earth has a sun and we get energy from the sun, you know, and the moon is affected by the sun, but the moon is only affecting the planets within the solar system, because there are many other solar systems out there, but the sun is not supplying them. They supply whatever is under their jurisdiction in their frequency. You know, where they are, what we call it now, where's the word? There is a word, orbit is what the word I want to tell you about, right? Orbit. Yeah. Yeah, our spirit is infinite, and it has its own orbital circle, right? So this is what I'm trying to tell you, that we are infinite, because the amount of things that you can do with that mind of yours, it's infinite, and so that's the context I'm giving to it. Just like the sun that we have here gives it's infinite in the sense that it supplies such a vast area where all of these planets are moving around, right? Well, so is our spirit inside of us. And think of how it is. We all here, you ever see a crowd, a baseball field with a lot of people, or a convention, a lot of people and stuff like that. They all have a head and a spirit inside of them. And so infinite. Our thinking is so infinite. So we are made up this way. What I'm trying to say to you is this. When somebody lead us astray and cause us to believe in foolishness and don't have a knowledge of what they are telling us and make us believe into foolishness, my friend, that infinite power that was there, It is no longer there. Look into what I'm saying. If somebody gave you an advice about something and they willfully lied to you and poor you don't have that knowledge to now discover that this person is lying, you know, your power is low on that. But, you know, it's building up knowledge that makes us infinite like we are supposed to. We have the capability. We have that, you know, we have that broad dimension. But if we allow any kind of circumstance to prevent us from expanding, we won't expand. But just remember, you must let yourself be free to expand. And don't make people dominate you. Don't make people block you from expanding. Use good discretion for yourself. You don't want to be like a fool. You can learn from anybody, but you must know that you are learning from somebody. You're not giving them your spirit. to control you. That's not what you're doing. So keep that in mind all the time so that you don't go astray, right? By people stopping you when you believe into foolishness. Remember that knowledge is the key. You don't learn to believe in school. You learn knowledge, things of knowledge, okay? Now, we grow up in the human world, and we come to see things functioning. And if we become foolish, allow other people to lead us astray and stuff like that, we don't amount to nothing. But if you learn from things around you and make sense and continue to go on a civilized way, attain wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, and broaden your wisdom, knowledge, and understanding as you go along, you'll be all right. But if you begin to follow people, you see, and believe foolishness without you test anything, well, you're doomed. All right. So what I'm telling you now is this. It is difficult for us who grow up into this type of people world for us to have a sound spirit, because we are born in an environment of a whole bunch of evil spirit in the air, around us, a whole lot of evil spirit that just consume foolishness. Make these evil spirits come inside of you and make you think things the wrong way, and you can't really help yourself the way you're supposed to, because your mind is twisted, your judgment is off balance, and therefore you just can't see things and get clearance on how you should progress yourself in the way you should. You see, because you have a whole bunch of foolishness inside of you that is blocking your process, the way you interpret things, you know, what you should do, your timing and stuff like that. You know, you're off. But if you are meditating on the right thing, and don't allow other foolishness to get inside of you, you will find out that you develop a very powerful person. You know what to do. That's the thing. You know what to do. And people are going to find out that, oh, all right, they can't fool around with you, because you're not letting their garbage come inside of your head. You see what I mean? And you don't have to get into no... You don't have to get into no bad connection with nobody. And in other words, you don't have to make people know the way you think. And in some ways, you would like people to understand the way you think. But in other ways, they shouldn't know what you're thinking. In some things, people should not know what you're thinking. But some ways, yes, you want them to know what you're thinking. Contextually, about that, right? That's for real. You don't have anything against anybody why you don't want them to know certain things. Well, of course, you're not telling anybody how much money you have in the bank when you shouldn't tell nobody. You know what I mean? I mean, if you were going to buy a house and, you know, you need to say how much you're going to put down on a house, well, you have a real estate, you know, broker, and they may ask you how much you want to buy, you know, how much are you willing to pay for the house? You know, I mean, they're going to like begin to negotiate on your behalf, so, or know what to look for. So things like that, I'm saying, you know, this is not nonsense. And it's not negative. It's good common sense, because you're living in a world of human being, and you must have protection for yourself. And if people know certain things about you, you may let them in through the wrong door, okay? You don't want that. You want people to keep their distance from you. So you must know what to reveal to people and what you should not reveal to people. All right. Come back now to what I am trying to say to you. It is hard for us to get our orbit in our world because of the church, because of Christianity. And you may find this very offensive. Well, just as offensive as white people don't like if we African hybrid people call them homosexuals. They don't want to be branded as homosexual. But that's their culture. What are they doing among us in America? They're not supposed to be here, but they are here like they belong here. Now, can't you see? When Obama became president, it was well known all over the place that he is the first black man to rule as president in America. Why? Why? You think that should ever be said? No. Because there should be a king ruling in America. When white people, European, came to America, who did they see? They saw people governing themselves, and they never asked them to come here and come rule them. None. Africans that were in America, they migrate from Africa and come to America. So as many other places in the Western world, the African people come and settle down all over the Western and Northern and Eastern and Western part of the world. The African people go and spread the knowledge of civilization. At that time, where were the white people then? Now, that is something for us to know, and we don't know. Because you got to go back in time 200,000 years ago. And even further back, 1.5 million years ago. Just tell you this now for a little background. 1.5 million years ago, the white people then was known then by their subgroup, Homo erectus. That is as crisp and succinct as the World History textbook tells us. I am speaking about that because it's written in the World History textbook. I wasn't born yet, but I can read it now and tell you just like I was born then, but I wasn't. Well, this is the power that we have to read history, not Bible. Read history, real history. Because the only thing that's real about you is your birth certificate, where you were born, where you come from, what is your species, who are your ancestors. You see what I mean? Ask these white people who are their ancestors, and they will not tell you. They will tell you that they were born in America. And you know that they don't come from no America. If their ancestor that they're born from in America come from somewhere, they're white, do you identify them? You in America, because you come from Africa. But where they come from? They left Africa and going to Europe long time. So there is no mix-up thing here. See what I'm saying? Now, the fact that we don't know these basic things, a whole bunch of stuff happened to us. I told you, I was not going to go from Bible beginning, because you can't talk anything real about your existence using the Bible. You see that? Yet still, your life is revolving around Christianity and the church. You see? And if anybody tell you about polytheism, you don't know what that is. That's bad. Because history will tell you about polytheism. It will tell you that as long as you are a child of the Most High God, the Elohim created you, you need to know yourself. You need to know the difference between you and somebody that is not like you. White people are not like you. White people don't look like Chinese. They may have light skin alike, but they don't look alike. Chinese and Indians are, you know, very outstanding people, but you know them when you see them. And you know Arab people too when you see them. Right? Saddam. You know, look at Gaddafi. You know, there are different marks that identify the hybrid ethnic people, Hispanic, and so forth, right? So what I'm trying to tell you right now, we don't know ourselves, because the white people come and messed up the hybrid people. They are hominid humans over 3 to 4 million years existence. And now, if you check the inventory of the human species, only 2 human species into this World History textbook, and they would like to tell you that there are many human species. They want it that way because they want us to not understand our own identity. So they want to like make it as plural as ever. But I read it and it's only 2. Sapien and hominid. And the hominid was the first ape-like humans to come on the planet. And they mute. They don't talk. They don't do nothing civilized. Nothing civilized. It's not that they don't do nothing, but they do make stone tools. And I don't know of anything civility that manufacture stone tools. I don't know nothing about that. Right? But I haven't heard of any civilized use for stone tools either. Like, it's being put on the market and you can sell stone tools. I don't know. I haven't heard anything about that. What I read about is the bronzes that begin to make iron that advance the human society. I don't read that what these white people make in Europe over the past 1.5 million years out there. I don't read that they market anything for themselves. Okay, but now they have everything, right? And as far as they are concerned, they make everything. They even make our culture for us. Yeah. And they are calling themselves by our culture now. And they're not, because you see, they don't want to identify themselves as homosexual. Even though they want to make lots of married homosexual into a African hybrid people territory. They come here and they want to live here like it's theirs and everything like that. And make up phony Jesus, phony God, and everything like pure hoax and fraudulent things they make up and call themselves by our name and begin to wear our clothes. Because 100,000 years ago, they were not wearing no clothes. And they would like to tell you, like, millions of years ago, they were scientists and everything like that. A lie. Lie, lie, lie. So they don't want nobody to go and spread the truth. I am here, and they are shutting my mic off maybe like the 15th time. Nobody hear anything I say, except a couple tunes that I play. But they willfully, when they hear me talking something and they feel like they don't want to, nobody to know those things, they cut me off. And they don't give me back my money. And useless, I ask a lawyer to represent me. They ain't going to represent me. I don't belong to their world, so they're not going to represent me. Anyway, the reason why I began to tell you that I am not talking from the biblical in the beginning, because there is no authentic beginning in the Bible. And I'm glad that I found out that I can tell people. And if you want to make your life bona fide, learn the truth and stop believing something that is not going to profit you anything. You shouldn't be afraid of the truth. You see what I mean? Because you're not white people. White people are the ones who are afraid of the truth. They are afraid, civilized world, knowing that they are pretending when they are dressing up, you see, the way they do. You see, Trump is dressing up, you know, and it's now they take it on like a European, you know, they have European things now. Since when they have European things? I am telling you that they are lying. All on Google, you Google and asking for information. They're lying to you if you ask them certain things on you on Google. And if you ask them certain things, they cut you off. They cut you off and tell you about, you know, you need to like rephrase what you're asking or something like that. And you're asking, yes, if you ask them which show them European homosexuals in a bad light, although they cannot really deny that they are homosexual, they will affirm their homosexuality, because it is difficult for them to deny themselves. You know what I mean? It's very difficult for them to deny themselves. So they'll, you know, start talking a bunch of things. So you will have to really, really come on, come pack on them before they probably close the window on you. So I am telling you, I'm speaking from in the beginning of civilization of mankind. Civilization could never have been here until a certain time. Now, make me ask you, do you know when civilization came to earth? Because civilization is not the trees and stuff like that that you see out there. It pertains to mankind. So when do you read the first humankind came to earth? I was evolved. At what time did you read? What time it said that they evolved? I am asking you a question that you obligate to answer. I'm asking you, when does world history tell us? When world history tells us that the first humanoid, hominid, ape, human, came about in Africa or anywhere. I read is Africa. Well, I don't know if you read someplace else. But I'm asking you to answer this question. And now I'm accustomed to nobody's going to call me and ask me any question. And I am I'm very disappointed because if Black Talk Radio is cutting off what I'm saying, and what I'm saying is not uncivilized. It is because they want to sustain to the rest of my people that they own us everywhere they go. They own us. And it means if they own us and they decide not to move away from among us, they shouldn't come here in the first place. And everywhere we are, they are putting down roots, homosexual roots, staking out among us everywhere we are. Why? They want us to become homosexual. And that's what Christianity is about. So, although we are relegated to be the worst kind of people, but both their talking, both their looks, both the clothes that they wear, they get everything from us. They get education from us. They get skills, artisan skills. They get science. They get every form of learning from us because I shouldn't have to count them. Because the fact that the history tells you that they're mute, they don't have a language, they want to behave now like this, that they have language all the time now. But if you read, I know that they are Europe, I mean, up there 1.5 million years, and it's only stone tool they can make. When they left Africa and go upper Europe, they could only make stone tools. Okay? And we don't care about what type, only stone tools, that's only stone tools, stone tools. You see, and I guess they would like to big up themselves for, oh, you know, what big up themselves for they this and all they that. Because they do that, you know, they boast about when they were this and when they were that and like being mute and stuff like that, like a civilized stuff. And so they are talking now, you know. Know that they are talking and know that they are able to keep the method, the unnatural method in which they violate our species. They don't want that to be known. They don't want to talk about it at all. But I am right. White people are hominids. Let the world know that. White people are hominid. Their first ancestor is hominid. And they carry R-H-E rhesus. R-H-E-S-U-S. Rhesus blood. It have a whole bunch of disease. If when they mingle with other people, they let it off on them. And that's what these people deal with. They know about disease, and that's why they let off so much disease all over the world all the time. Look, they don't have value of human civilized life. It's the reason why you see them like that. They will enjoy some civility, but then they have to go back to where they are hate and mingling with our blood now and give themselves. That make them criminal. That make them killers. It make them everything you see they are. Okay? When I tell you, I am not talking from Bible origin in the beginning. When I tell you that, a lie the Bible tell you. And you can only discover that what I'm telling is true when you look into this and research for yourself. I don't have any reason to lie about this. I'm not begging anybody for a collection. I'm telling you because it's true. And that means I am not looking for a dime from nobody at all. Right? I have delight in telling the truth. And for a country, as we know it, called United States, if you know the truth, you don't call it United States. You just don't call it United States. Because look, it is uplifting for me to tell what I read in the World Literature textbook. It is uplifting for me. Because they can't even control themselves right now. Trump wants to bring in all these ape-like offspring people. We're ready to kill everybody. To say they want what this is their country. Now, look at who talking about this is their country. And just like, Trump is telling them that they stole the election from him. Who is talking stole election? Why his own people would stole the election from him when they are always transferring power peacefully over the past must have 200 or 300 years. Every 4 years. Peaceful transfer of power. Whether or not you win to go back in or somebody, push you out, they win you and you get out and they go in and serve. He decide that, he's going to lie that they stole the election. And the evidence come out, overflowing. He knows it's a lie and he's lying. Will you ever see somebody of that level and category as we know in the world today? If you excel to that level, you become a president of what? The United States. Fucking ass United States. Make law to fuck ass all. That is their culture from up at Europe. That's Europe culture. That lets you know who Obama is. See, Obama is getting all old and look bad. He's a criminal. Obama is a criminal. Yeah, the blood of Gaddafi is on him. And Hillary, that's right. The two of them. You see? Them are sodomites. Okay? Isn't it said that Hillary is gay too? They keep it under the quiet. They have dogs as companion, male and female. Okay?
So if you think that they must be here shining as the bright light of the day, and them are sodomites. They don't want to look like they're sodomites. You see how they dress? Do you see how they dress? Yes. So they dress and look and dress like us. Their face and everything look like us. Oh, gosh. I mean, everything about them is like us. And then when they want to really morph and take control of us, man, they said, they call themselves Jews now. White people are Jews now. But 2,000 years ago, they were not Jews. Jesus, they said, was a Jew. He come to his own and they were African people. You know, Jesus belonged to African people. Jesus is not a European. But now they have Jesus as a European too. And nobody now say nothing. I mean, not talk. I mean, at least I am one person that at least among so many African people, you can say, this guy, Tim Aldred, has seen the light. Right? Because not unless you hear somebody else come along orderly, right? Somebody who is, making myself one to be, you know, where nobody want to identify. Well, what I mean is, I am not causing any problem in my surrounding where I live. I cause no problem at all. I'm talking about my culture where sodomite honest fucking people don't belong. So what's wrong with that? If they want to come here mud brain among people they don't belong among, they don't belong among us. White people don't belong among African people. They do not. First of all, they say we have something they want while they were coming. Later on, them changed. It was much more than that. They wanted us to be sodomites. And they wrote that and say it. You don't think I know? They wrote it. I can prove it to you anytime. Their own document. They come and said that we are very, can't look. What I mean is, they said that we love their culture. That's what they said. You know where you can find what I'm saying to you? You Google Microsoft browser, right? Go into Microsoft browser and Google Puritan Christian Agenda, and you will find it, okay? You will be shocked to hear what these people say about themselves leaving Palestine, coming to America, that God ordained them to come to America to take the land from us. They call us heathen. He said, God, were you in the Old Testament? Tell them to come to America and take away the land from us and make us Christians. You don't know what's going on. I'm telling you the truth. Okay? All right. Now, we don't know what is going on into the human world. Human comprise a whole. WHOLE. You have the uncivilized half and you have the civilized half. Okay? Now, where we are today. Since we're not reading to identify what humanity is in the beginning and what it is today, since we don't know that, anything goes. Anything goes. So it means anybody can come along and seize what you have and tell you to get out. That's what they do. You live by the law, but they don't live by the law of the land. They live by their law and call it the law of the land. That's what white people do. And this is what is causing the problem today. Because when we, with agents like kings to rule, when we find out that the people to rule duck out and gone on the side of the sodomite them, it means that we have to stand up ourselves, because the government is intangible. It's not something that you can move and take somewhere. It is in us. The government, the kingship government is in us. And then a king was appointed to do certain work for our benefit. Now, the fact that we are not able to represent ourselves this way, that's the reason why we are in this situation here. And these people take all of the money and plaster it all over the place. And then they orient the place with their sodomite culture and influence and rule over everybody with it. And now we have chaos. And there is no one to take control. Now, nobody's asking about kingship these days at all. No. And these sodomites become so dominant. A pope become the head of the world. The pope. And they don't hide that they're a sodomite, which means they are not sodomites since yesterday, 3 million years or more ago. They are sodomites. Otherwise, they wouldn't be sodomites today. You know, we are not around as long, but, you know, but for the time that we are known, we don't known to be sodomites. You know, we are here like about some 30,000 years before these white people come around, and we are the government. And you don't read anything that we were a problem to no part of the world. Okay? But they come now and they talk about them making the Constitution. Imagine! What do you think U.S. Constitution is? It's not legitimate. It is uncivilized, 100%. Abomination. Anything sodomite make can't be good. You don't see it? It's not consecrated. Anything that they make, and what they make, it is because they, what you call the word is emulate, is emulation. That's what white people do, is emulation of the African people. And moreover, if they want to look like themselves, well, I don't think they can get back the monkey face, lose that biologically. I don't think they can reverse that. But they can go back to wearing animal skin for clothing. They can do that. They should go back to wearing animal skin, because civility is what comes from us. Okay? Now, we are supposed to function kingship government, where we don't vote like them, a vote both Republican and Democrats. Look into the World History textbook, and it doesn't tell you we have a voting government like what they do. They want to be different, you see. If they want to be different, don't wear clothes, fabric like we do. We are animal stuff, because that's where their culture comes from. All right, listen. I have to go and speed up a little more because, you know, I'll talk like that for all day until night come. Civilized knowledge is realization. You hear me? Listen to me real good. Civilized knowledge is realization. It gives you realization. If you're civilized, if you have knowledge of civility, you know what civilization is. If you have civilized knowledge, you will realize that hominid ape man species are, civilized knowledge is realization. Hominid ape man species is Europe white people homosexual culture. Right? To the best of my knowledge and understanding, white people right now, not just now, but let's say not just today, but let's say for a long time now, white people don't want to dress like themselves the way they have been all of their existent life. Ape-like, and for the time that they almost 100,000 years ago, almost, or 75 or more years ago, 75,000 years ago, from way back there, they lost their monkey face when they, totally destroy the Neanderthals, right? And now want to spread news like they and Neanderthals are more like they are relative or something like that, which is a lie. The world is a textbook. Don't tell me that. So anything the world is a textbook, tell me, that's what I'm going to follow unless somebody can prove that I am wrong with it. So what I am saying to you is that clear cut and dry, hominid is the parent ancestor for the subgroup Homo erectus. And why sapien species, why sapien species is the original ancestor for subgroup Neanderthals and wise sapien. That's what it is. Okay? So when you see, I'm talking world books, world textbook authority now, on what these sodomite common popularize all over the world, and oh, they're the great country of the United States and all this kind of stuff. Look, they are popularizing themselves by using us, by crossbreeding and get, rid of monkey face and dress like they are civilized people. All these things they are doing, imagine like having a home. Did they have a home in Africa? Did they build home in Africa? No. Because when they were leaving, they weren't carrying any type of civilized things with them, except they only make stone tools. You know, that's the only thing that they could carry if they had some. You know what I mean? So white people don't have anything civilized for themselves. The history is telling you loud and clear. They don't have anything for themselves. Really. But now, because they mash up our brain, and our brain not seeing things civilized. They're not. And we now, they have dominance over us. They are doing anything they want with us. But they were not prepared for us to start seeing and being able to claim and hold our own. They're not expecting that. You see, they think that we must remain exactly where they put us. But that is not going to happen. So the best thing for them is to feel disappointed, get all of their liquor, something that they have, and go back to Europe with it. Because you know what? Based on what they have done, oh, the Nagasaki, the Hiroshima, they go to Vietnam and all these other places they go and kill off the African people. Them. They don't deserve any respect. That when we begin to see what we've been through and stuff like that, or they just waltz in and talk about this is theirs, that is theirs and stuff, we'd be idiots. We would be idiots if we allow these people to stay on our territory. For what? Take their fucking ass all and go back to Europe. That's where they're supposed to go. But no. We're looking at them. We go to their church, worship Jesus. We do all of these things that they are responsible for. And you can't say they don't behave like they are the proprietor of it proudly. I am telling you, what has happened to us has to be for reason. It teaches us a lesson. I'd rather we didn't have to fall into the pit. But since that's the case, since this is the case, I am going to make use of it. I will be right back in just a moment.
Okay, that's Aretha. Respect. All right. Now, let me go on and tell you some more. At the rate that we do not understand life in this era, with white people that claim everything as their own, I cannot honor that. I cannot honor that. This is something gone wrong until it's like eternity sweep all over civilization. Until there is nobody, almost nobody left to recognize that civilization was on the earth. If you understand what I'm saying. That's the way it appears right now to me. It's like these sodomites have taken over. The whole agenda of civilization. They don't know what civilization is. Why do you think they make a moon season calendar instead of the God's calendar from time immemorial, which the essence of the solar sun calendar is about civilized life, the glory and worship of the Elohim gods by humanity. These sodomites, they think to raise up something like the Pope and let the Pope be the head and essence of life. So where is civilization in all of that? No, that's what I'm trying to tell you. There is a shower of rain, like 3 or so minutes ago. I had to get up and close the windows and shutters. It was of a strong wind and rain together. And now it doesn't seem like, you know, there is preparation for more rain. Patchy clouds, you know, blue, gray, white clouds. But it did not fall for long. But it seems like it was going to really sustain, because that strong wind that come through and brought that rain, you know, I thought it was going to go on for some time. But it didn't. Now, I'm telling you about how quickly life can change. You know what I mean? How quickly life can change. Because look, if a strong wind blow right now and blow off the roof of your house, how long is it going to change your life for? Even if you can rebuild back your house in another 3 months or something like that. You know, I mean, your life would have been, you know, I mean, adjusted quite a bit, right? Because whatever any damage, you know, the extent of your damage is one thing, but then it happened quickly. Well, the way these come to start ruling, it really didn't happen so quickly. Well, if you talk about the length of billions of years, well, yes, you could say it's a blink, but it would be in a context where you have to be comparing a different ratio of time than we accustomed to it.
But at the rate that my mind regard time, I mean, quite a few hundreds of thousands of years, it took these white people to start talking, you know, after they've been around for millions of years, but they began to talk for crossbreeding, miscegenation, and crossbreed, and no longer look like their subgroup of the hominid. So now, right now, the white people are not completely hominid. They are half a hominid. Imagine that. But that's their real ancestors, hominid. It is. But why do they come and crossbreed with the sapient species? Why? And now we turn lunatic, we can't even rule with self. Take over the world and ruling with sodomy. I want everybody to be sodomite. Do you understand what I'm saying? Now, instead of we glorifying the gods that set up everything on earth, we have to be glorifying a pope, a sodomite pope. See, the pope is kissing a man. Now, it's their culture, but they come and perch on us. And whereas they said they wanted to get some wealth in the 16th century back there, turned out to be something else. And that them did want. They really want to turn us into sodomite. That's why they really come. And spread out themselves everywhere we go. Listen. As far as I'm concerned, is the truth about the gods I am interested in. When I read this world history textbook, I'm reading to find the truth. Now, let me go on and tell you some read a little more of this. And then I'll go back to my commentary over this whole thing. Why homosexuals must pack up and get out of African territories. Because they have absolutely no authentic governmental jurisdiction or territory. There's nothing here to prove that they have anything. Okay? If they want to come and do things like interbreeding with our blood and destroy us and think that we must give them way to do what they want to do, well, you know what? They trap themselves. They trap themselves. Because when they think now at them for rule, and they have the weapons and everything like that, the weapons don't count. You see what I mean? Because as long as the gods have a right to the earth here, where they set up and do things, sodomite don't have any kind of premise to talk about the ruling our territory. You see what I mean? Look, fucking asshole is not something that is accepted in a civilized world. And if they want to turn the world faggot, go to Europe with it. Talk about we are their civilization. And they bring Abraham to be monotheism God. No. What I'm trying to tell you, I warn you, I tell you, get out. You see, because just as the wind passed through a while ago, just like that, it's a sign. You know, it could be a sign to me that is showing me, as I have read, it will be like suddenly they'll wipe out. Suddenly. right? I tell you, get out. And I'm telling you long enough now, and you can stay there and skin up your teeth and think like, oh, you know, oh, nothing like that's going to happen. But the point is, you won't have a chance when the gods visit you. You won't have a chance to do nothing else. Peer. Oh, you out there, the plane takes off and go up, and then the next thing, it don't come down. A whole bunch of stuff that can happen. But these sodomites, they don't care. In the eyes of humans, they feel like they are the king. Well, not king, because they don't care nothing about kingship. But they are the president, Mr. President, and all this kind of stuff. You're going to find out all there is for one moment of when the God say, huh, that's it. And you won't be around to say anything. You will be gone. Now is the time to show any respect you have for life. Show that respect, because guess what? Nobody bring you here. Nobody bring you here. Right? And when you use your common sense to do all these evil to people, give people gun to go out there and kill each other and say you're a government, nobody can have no control. You know about kingship. You know it's orderly society for kingship. You don't want anybody at all to come to the United States. People have to come here. You're making a wall and things like that, and bar people out and stuff like that. You got to understand, when the gods set up all these things on earth, you don't have no fucking right to mess with it. Okay? So if you want to bring your culture from Europe and bring it everywhere the gods put us, then watch it. Watch it. Watch out. I'm telling you, get out. And people may laugh and think like, oh, what is he talking about? Well, you will see. You will see. At least you may get a chance to see it coming and can duck. It's going to get you. And you think that you say, when the overflowing scourge come, it will not take you, because you make lies your refuge. Go put on your goat skin, your animal skin, okay? And see what happens. Now, civilized knowledge gives you realization to hominid species, ape man, white homosexuals. If you are civilized, you will understand who homosexual white people are. No matter how you see they look like them are married each other and stuff like that. They didn't do it back in their time in Europe. They didn't do it. They didn't do it when they were not talking for millions of years. They didn't do it. All of these things that they have done since they're able to talk is, you know, like President Truman ordered first bomb on Nagasaki and a second on Hiroshima. Nobody don't talk about it like anything, you know. These are African people, ethnic people they're killing. You see, and they come and engender such fear over the African people, who themselves to be destroyed by these faggots. You know what I mean? As part of our current investigation into the nature of memory, the exploration invited people to share their recollection of learning about the bombing of Hiroshima and Nagasaki. We were particularly interested in how people receive the remarks, stories of events they did not directly experience. We received hundreds of peoples from all over the world representing a wide range of age, ethnic background, and perspective. Below is a representative sampling of people's reminiscences. We are very thankful to those who candidly shared their thoughts. That was July 1995. I am a 23-year-old mixed race woman. I learned about the atomic bomb growing up through television and school. The source of information that had the greatest impact on me was the movie The Day After, which I saw when I was 12 years old. I cannot say in which ways growing up with this fear has shaped my view of the world person. I do know that knowing that we are people of such destruction has made me staunchly anti-war. All in all, I was taught to look up. To look upon the slaughtered Japanese as victims rather than as the enemy that deserved it. As my parents' generation was taught, the bomb dropped. The Japanese army did not want to surrender. They even tried to deny the extent of what had happened. The second bomb dropped, and the emperor said, hold, enough, and surrender, officers. No, he said, the emperor said, hold, enough, and overruled his officers. This was a culture of
This was a culture of militarianism. Militarianism. And a culture where surrender was shameful. A disgrace one could never ease. My friend, listen. I have to say to you, I have to tell you that being I was so young. I was so young. And you're talking about to use a bomb and kill so many people. Reflect to me who white people are. And you cannot appreciate correctly the impact of dropping the bombs, Nagasaki and Hiroshima. The amount of people they killed. You know, even if it is one person, in the mind of a civilized person, you just don't do that. You just don't do that. Because in you is the sense for the value of life. Okay? White people don't know the value of life. That's why you see they get up and do those kind of stuff. How they get these things in their hands anyway? White people should never have been talking. But they are talking. Nobody don't give any account for how they left from being ape man to become looking like human beings and talking, and they have military and take over the world. Nobody at all pay any attention to that. It doesn't make any sense. No. It makes me think of what I read about humanity as a whole. And what is this that we are facing? And we cannot even account for it because our brain gone bad. Even though we read, we don't understand nothing. We don't read or take these kind of stuff. Like just as a Colin Powell will go and cause to be blasted back into the dark ages. Really? You don't expect an African person to do something like that. But it shows even when you put an African person into a position where he can reinstate what we have lost, they don't have enough sense to do it. Colin Powell don't have enough sense to do it. He supports the sodomite people that have the heart to kill us off just in a split second. So we you know, if we can't come to our senses to see what position we are in and that these people don't care about killing you off in a second. Now, if what we had is good sense. Now, where is this good sense? Where is this good sense now? Where is the good sense? So, the world is a textbook.
it has the record for us to read and understand. And we are not making use of it. Instead, we are in the church, everything. The same people them who do those kind of stuff make up church, and we are a part of the church, part of the Holy Ghost. It's the worst thing is to talk about you're having a Holy Ghost, a Holy Spirit, because you don't have a historic knowledge of who you are or you are made of. So, yeah, just, you know, you have the writing and you're going to make somebody come with, you know, something nasty and something uncivilized, and that's what you're going to use when you have civilized thing to do. You don't do that, my friends. That's about how much I want to say here right now. There's a lot that I can say, but I tell you what is in my mind and what I think is the proper thing to say. And I tell you, knowledge would put you on your own to think independent and behave independent. Outside of that, they gone with you. They are your, Jesus make them fishes of men, and they pull you into their net. Well, I knew what knowledge would do to me as a person who grew up in church. It was definitely going to make me have a total different understanding and at least be aware of, you know, the way I am to think and the way I am to behave myself. Because it is easy to get drawn into the uncivilized world that we have here. Because when you have something like this, where sodomite are come over your culture and decide to, like, shake down your culture into being faggots. You know, and you're going like, well, what else must you do? No. What is to be done is right in front of you. But you're afraid to do it because you're afraid of them. Well, I know that I'm not to be afraid of them. And I am passing on what I know to whosoever wants it. Because I know we are passing through. And we don't know what watch of the night the gods who hold recompense to pay, we don't know when they're going to do it. But like the wind passed with us, with a sudden wind with rain in like about a minute and a half or so, and it passes through. I think the wind would still be blowing by now and things happening. But no, it just went through just like that. It's quite a while I've never seen that. So I leave it with you, and I hope that you have a great day. It's the way you live. That's what really matters, okay? So, talk to you on the next edition.